Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with some insights on the uranium sector as I am chatting with Justin Hoon. He is the founder of the Uranium Insider. I've had Justin on the show a couple times before, is just more or less giving us a broad recap of the bullishness that has been coming into especially the uranium stocks over the past number of months now. Now, Justin, one thing I realized, it was a few weeks ago that we did start to see a little bit of weakness in these uranium stocks, but it didn't last long. And some of the more established uranium stocks, they really didn't correct very much, and now they're back moving higher. What's your takeaway from that short little correction we had in the uranium stocks and now this continued push higher?
Yeah, it's true. We really were expecting more of a pullback. I think that the underlying thesis for this run that's happened since the beginning of December, which has been pretty enormous for most, if not all, of the equities in the space, is that without the spot price moving, that we would see a correction in the equities. There would just be some profit taking. And we didn't really see that very much. I think from what I can tell now, based on the volumes that have been coming into these equities, which are, we've seen record daily and weekly volumes, especially for the large caps, record and, you know, in some cases, 10-year highs in volume for Cameco, for NextGen, for Denison, some of these mid to large caps, as well as the ETFs. It's a strong indication of institutional buying in the space. So that's what we're looking at now. And I think that's also the reason why it just hasn't pulled back. It's smart money is entering this space in a big way. Institutions, generalist funds, they're coming into this, ESG funds as well. We've been continuing to hear that. And so what's happening now is these funds are positioning and they're not taking profits here because they know what's coming. And, you know, these big funds, they don't just make short-term bets typically. They're trying to grab onto this ESG / commodities run, this energy investment, you know, possibly rotating out of growth and into value to some extent. So the pullback that we were thinking was coming for the early part of this month or maybe the end of January, it just didn't happen. We got, you know, some of the equities pulled back 10 or 20%, but after a 200% run since December, it's really not that much of a correction. It's been, honestly, I've been hoping for it to correct more because the underlying fundamentals for the sector are just so unbelievably strong on pretty much all fronts, especially for a mid to long-term view, that corrections are just gifts. And that's what we've recommended to our members as well. Like any weakness in the stocks that we follow and recommend are buying opportunities and should be treated as such. So at the same time, with a bit of disappointment that it didn't correct more, it's a really good sign for the bullishness of the sector. And as you know, a lot of times when the miners move before the metals, especially in gold and silver, usually that's a sign. Usually that's smart money positioning, knowing what's coming with the underlying commodity.
The thing is, though, Justin, the uranium price hasn't moved at all. So don't you think that it could be getting maybe a little bit overheated? I realize that it's a good sign that bigger money is moving into the sector, and we are seeing some of the big guys move. But again, you're not getting that confirmation in the underlying uranium price.
It has moved. It's moved down.
Exactly.
Well, what we're looking at when we're talking about the uranium price, quote unquote, we're talking about the spot market. And so the spot market is really, it's small volumes and it's within 1 year delivery. And the volumes are so small that what's moving the spot market now is just tiny trades back and forth, typically between traders. We know that Cameco is coming into the market. They need to buy 8 to 10 million pounds this year, regardless of the cigar closure that we're now at month two. We expect that to go at least for another couple more months. So Cameco is probably looking at more like 10 to 12 million pounds that they'll be purchasing from the spot market this year. But yes, if you're talking about equities movements relative to the spot price movement or lack thereof, the equities do look overheated. I agree with you. But when you look at, if you zoom out and look at where the equities are now relative to where they were when the spot price was at its low at $18 in 2016, they really haven't moved up in lockstep with that movement in price of the price of spot uranium. So I think that there is still, and you know, we still have a overall sector valuation of about $18 billion right now. That's the entire uranium mining equities that are publicly traded. That was $150 billion at the peak of the previous bull market. Of course, we had a spot price at $134 at that point. So we have a lot of ways to go with the spot price. But to focus on the spot price here is not really, I think, a prudent way to look at the sector. What really we should be looking at is what the heck is going on in the equities and what's going on in the rest of the fuel cycle. So there's two developments that have happened within the past couple of weeks that are worth mentioning. One is that the price of SWU has gone up another $2. It's now, I believe, a three-year high. It bottomed at about $34, and I believe it's up around $54 now, if I recall correctly. But a $2 movement in the past month is a pretty nice move. SWU stands for Separative Work Unit, and it's essentially the cost of enrichment. So if we see the price of enrichment rising, that basically just means that we're seeing the capacity for enrichment tightening a bit. We're seeing increased demand for enrichment. And overall, it's a positive sign for increased demand in nuclear fuel. That means that the utilities, whether or not they're buying spot uranium right now, spot U308, the mined uranium, they are buying other aspects of the fuel cycle further down the fuel cycle. They're buying enrichment. They're buying UF6, which is uranium hexafluoride, which is converted uranium. That's the feedstock for enrichment. And the other piece that's kind of along those lines is that the ConverDyn Metropolis conversion plant is set to reopen. I don't recall the date of reopening. I believe it's later this year or next year. But that's a very good sign because the cost of conversion is at an all-time high, just over $20 at this point. And ConverDyn would not be reopening this plant if they didn't see a robust future market for converted uranium. So two really good signs on the back end of the fuel cycle, even though the spot market is falling a bit. But really focus on the equities. I mean, at the end of the day, it's price that's all that matters when it comes to the trading.
So then in terms of demand, though, where is this extra demand going to come from to drive this fundamental case and eventually drive the uranium price? Look, yes, prices do dictate a lot, and we do need to follow price when it comes to the stocks, but we do need uranium to start moving higher if we want the stocks to keep on this bullish run.
Absolutely. Yep. So the demand is going to come, I mean, again, the point you just made is in reference to the spot price, just because that's what the investing market watches for the most part. That's what the equities will follow, typically, with an exception of what's been happening in the past few months. So the spot market demand that is going to come in the short term, it's going to come from the producers. It's going to come from Cameco. It's probably going to come a bit from Kazatomprom. I believe they're going to come into the market with a few million pounds of purchasing in the next 3 to 6 months. It's not huge volumes, but it's something, especially coming from such a big producer that they're buying uranium is significant. And then we also think it's going to be coming somewhat from the utilities. I think the utilities are going to participate a bit more this year than last year in the spot market, probably going into the second and third quarters of the year. But really what the real wild card that a lot of folks believe could come into play this year is hedge funds coming into the space and the capital markets ultimately kind of determining where the physical market goes. This happened in the previous bull market. Hedge funds took their positions in the equities first. And once the spot market is positioned to a point where their purchasing will drive the price up, which it is now, I can practically guarantee that the spot market is very, very thin. There's only a couple of producers that are consistently selling pounds into the spot market. That's some coming from Uzbekistan and primarily coming from BHP's Olympic Dam mine in Australia. Those are the big spot sellers. There's a couple of others. Some of the JVs with Kazatomprom, Uranium One, Orano has been a traditional spot seller, although Orano is in not a great position right now. So I don't think they're going to be selling into the market. So hedge funds, if they come into the space to start buying up physical pounds in the spot market, then it's lights out basically at that point, because it's just a couple of funds with a few hundred million dollars to throw around, and they can really literally physically move the market. And obviously drastically improve the prices of their positions in the equities.
So when it comes to equities, we have seen some new companies enter the sector, but still overall, it's a smaller sector in terms of stocks, even when you get down to the juniors. Have you noticed a specific area of stocks that seem to be getting more money flowing into? Or on the flip side, are you noticing opportunities in any of these sectors of maybe stocks that haven't quite had the bullish run that we've seen?
I think that the money flow has really mainly moved into the large caps, the mid and large caps, and into the ETFs. We've seen the URA ETF and the URNM ETF over the past 12 months add almost $500 million to their combined AUM. A lot of money has moved into the space, especially over the past 3 months. The juniors have performed, you know, on a similar basis to the mid and large caps as far as returns over that let's say 90-day period. But most of the volume has been coming into the mid and large caps, which is why it looks strongly like it's institutional money.
Okay. What barometer are you using, too, to understand where this institutional money is landing and the fact that it is institutional money? Is it simply because it's some of these bigger guys?
Yes. Yeah. It's the mid and large caps seeing record volumes. It's just volume that's beyond what retail could pull off. So that's really what we're looking at. And obviously, that'll be confirmed once we see the quarterly reports come out in probably in April.
So do you think some of these moves as well in the uranium stocks is also going hand in hand with the rise that we have been seeing in base metal stocks or even other energy sectors? Is there any correlation there?
It seems like it. It seems like there's a continued correlation of uranium and a growing correlation of uranium with clean energy, with energy in general, with ESG investments. Historically, there has been some correlation with, rising natural gas prices have sometimes been good for rising uranium prices simply because it's a competitive energy source, especially in the United States. And there does seem to be a general correlation and a rising tide of commodities that uranium appears to be a big part of.
Now, is there anything on the downside that investors need to be aware of where you could see maybe a bigger correction in these stocks or, quite frankly, a just flat out slowdown to this upward momentum?
Sure. It's an extremely volatile sector. It's historically volatile on the upside and the downside. I don't think it's necessarily immune to a broad market correction. Obviously, that depends on how the funds are flowing and, you know, to some extent, what the uranium price is doing. I think if the uranium price is on the move upward, could see kind of a safe haven. It's pretty exposed, I think, generally to the broad market as we saw last year, as everything was. Barring that, I would say, you know, the biggest risks really are, God forbid, a nuclear accident of some kind, especially one that would take a hit to sentiment and to actual physical demand of uranium like Fukushima did. So that's, you know, and there's always that risk. Going forward, new plants that are being built, plants that are getting life extensions in most countries are getting huge safety upgrades. They're going under greater scrutiny. So the likelihood of accidents happening, I believe, decreases over time, but it's always a risk. So yeah, it's a risky, risky sector, but that's what, you know, that's why it pays so well on the upside when things do work out, which looks like it's starting to at this point.
All right, Justin, we'll wrap it up there. I appreciate some of these insights you're giving us on the uranium sector. I will also post a link to your website, the Uranium Insider. If anybody has any questions for Justin or wants us to address any of the fundamentals around the uranium sector, please feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Justin, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
My pleasure, Corey. Thanks so much.